And my task this week is to offer a biblical perspective on the rise and fall of nations. Now, throughout the ages, a number of philosophers and historians have struggled to get at the idea of a universal notion of history. What is a philosophy of history, especially as it pertains to the rise and fall of civilizations? We go back to the Greek historian Herodotus, who's considered the father of history, who sought to interpret and get an understanding of world history. Or we fast forward to the Middle Ages and the Arab philosopher Ibn Khaldun in North Africa struggled to interpret the history of the rise and fall of civilizations in the African context. Well, from a Christian perspective, one of the most interesting attempts to understand universal history was from the 4th and 5th century African church father and Christian theologian Augustine of Hippo. Augustine was born in the year 354, died in 430, and lived most of his life in what is now the country of Algeria. And as the Roman Empire was crumbling, he set out in the early 5th century to write a Christian philosophy of history in his magisterial work on the City of God. Let me just set the scene for that. On August the 24th, in the year 410, the general Alaric led the Vandal armies into the city of Rome. They set it on fire, they starved the inhabitants, and really what they did was they wrecked the confidence of the Roman civilization. Rome was considered at that time to be the eternal city. It couldn't be conquered. And so the historian Peter Brown has said it would be just like an army marching into Paris, into the Louvre, or into Westminster Abbey in London, or perhaps to the White House in the United States, and overtaking it and conquering it. Now, the reaction to the conquest of Rome was very different from two different groups. On one hand, you had the traditional pagans of Rome that worshiped the deities of Rome, the Roman gods, and they were outraged that the gods had not protected Rome. In fact, they blamed the Christians in the Roman Empire for causing the gods to be angry at Rome and not protecting them. And so they were angered, they were outraged. On the other hand, you had Christians in the Roman Empire that this was the only civilization they had ever known. And what was to become of them as Roman Christians? Well, when Augustine wrote his work on the City of God, he dedicated the first 10 books or chapters to his pagan audience. And he set out to ultimately dismantle a pagan worldview to show that the Roman gods had never really protected Rome, that they didn't exist. And so pagan worldview wasn't legitimate. But in the second half of the book, books 11 to 22, he directed his thoughts to the Christians of Rome. How do we understand our existence, our identity, when the only civilization that we have known has fallen? He really asked the question, what is home? Eugene Kivan says that what Augustine did in this book is he went beyond Herodotus, and he says that what the City of God is, it is a world history, like Herodotus's work, yet he doesn't eliminate the relationship of God telling the story. So for Augustine, the exile and the decline of a civilization didn't actually begin with the fall of Rome. It actually began with the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. And it separated out these two groups, what he called the City of God and the earthly city. In his famous work, The Enchiridion, Augustine said that when Adam fell into sin, Adam became an exile from the presence of God. So in books 11 to 14 of City of God, Augustine shows the origin of the two cities. He says that the earthly city is represented by Cain, and the heavenly city, or the City of God, is represented by Abel and those two affections. In later books 15 to 18, he will chart the history of Scripture and the history of biblical revelation, figures like Abraham and David, and show this duality of the two cities in conflict. And in the final books of City of God, Augustine speaks of the end of the two cities. The earthly city will end ultimately in hell, apart from the presence of God, and members of the heavenly city will, of course, spend eternity with God in heaven. So how did Augustine describe these two cities as they were in space and time history? He described the earthly city as being symbolized by Babylon, guided by self-love and independence and self-sufficiency. Its values were antithetical to the humility of being a follower of Christ. And he said that it makes sense that in the earthly cities we'll have disasters and we'll have wars. On the other hand, he said that the heavenly city is symbolized by Jerusalem. It's characterized by justice and peace, with neighbor-preferring love for others and for God. And virtue is achieved in following the model of Christ. And throughout the City of God, Augustine will use the term heavenly city, and he'll use the church interchangeably. So that is that people enter the heavenly city or the City of God by their faith and their allegiance to Christ. What counsel or encouragement did Augustine give to Christians who were citizens of the heavenly city but sojourning in the earthly city? What did he say to them? There are three areas. First is he said that he wanted to give them an eternal perspective, that as they sojourned in the earthly city, that they were just temporary pilgrims longing for the heavenly city. And this gave them hope to continue on. At the same time, it helped them not to become satisfied by what they could find in the earthly city. Secondly, the earthly city was a place to train and to exercise by faith of being members of the heavenly city. It was a place to spiritually grow. And then thirdly, he said that being a part of the heavenly city didn't mean that we escaped from the earthly city. Rather, we sought to be agents of light and transformation, bringing the values of the heavenly city to the earthly city. Well, in conclusion, for Augustine, 20 years after they conquered Rome, they actually made their way into North Africa, and they besieged his city of Hippo Regius. Augustine lay dying at the age of 76. Actually, he died from a fever while the Vandal armies were besieging his own city. As Augustine was dying, his disciple and biographer Posidius said this about him, that in his last days, Augustine found strength in the sayings of a wise man, probably the philosopher Plotinus, who said that no one is great who is amazed that wood and stone collapse and mortals die. Now, while Augustine was encouraged by the words of the Egyptian philosopher Plotinus in this, he had also shared these ideas himself, because earlier in his own confessions, he wrote, "We need not fear to find no home again, because we have fallen away from it. We are absent, while we are absent, our home falls not to ruins, for God, our home is in your eternity." So it's just a little bit on Augustine, the City of God, and a perspective on eternity when nations rise and fall.